Leading the news this morning, senior health services union figures are pushing for the suspended national president, Michael Williamson, to resign. Union secretary Kathy Jackson has also called for the entire national executive to resign. She says some of the executive are now trying to remove her. The Gillard government is on the nose in every state in Australia, according to the latest news poll. The poll taken over the 3 months to March shows Federal Labor is behind the coalition on both primary votes and on a two-party preferred basis. A search will resume shortly for an 8-year-old boy who's been missing on the New South Wales Central Coast since yesterday. Sean Masters was last seen riding away from a family friend's house at Cardiff. The boy's mother called police when he failed to return home. Syria's ceasefire agreement is all but dead, with just hours to go before it's due to go into effect. Syrian forces have also fired across the border into refugee camps in Turkey, wounding at least five people. And soldiers shot dead a Lebanese cameraman on the Syria-Lebanon border. Indonesian authorities say they're trying to convince 120 Australia-bound asylum seekers to disembark from a boat docked off Western Java. The men, mainly from Afghanistan and Iran, were rescued yesterday morning. They say they're afraid of staying in Indonesia, where refugee claims can take years to be processed.